Well, I decided to tie this sermon together with last month's sermon. I can't believe a month has gone by already. I chose two words that may be a little contradictory and confusing, but it's on purpose.
我选了两个词，这两个词是。 好像是矛盾的，但是我是故意把它们放在一起。
In working with young people, we use these words all the time.
在跟年轻人在一起，我经常用到这两个词。
Especially as a fifth grade teacher during the week, I'm constantly talking about that's risky and you need to be safe.
这个五年级的老师，我经常要跟学生讲，这个就危险，那个危险，要注意。
It often has to do with put him down.
I mean,
someone's got someone in the air and they're being fifth graders and they're crazy. Let's look at the first word, risky. With risky, we have the possibility of injury, damage, or loss.
讲到危险，我们就看到我们会有受的伤害，会有损失。And
with safety, we think of protection or the freedom from damage, disaster, or danger.
当谈到平安或者安全的时候，我们就说我们就没有这个损失，不会受伤害。And
somehow I'm going to tie this together with the afflictions of Christ, and hopefully you'll see how that happens.
我想把这两个 放在一起来看,
In last month's sermon, we talked about fear.
上个月的信息中我们谈到了这个恐惧。
And I think you would agree that things have increased exponentially since 29 days ago.
我想这一个月以来，这种恐惧的这个已经大大的比那个时候这个。
This is the slide from last month, and it says, so many events and concerns in our lives can cause panic, fear, anxiety, and paralysis. World events, diseases, political turmoil, economic shakeups. I added the big dollar signs. So this is where our faith really is tested. Does God really own everything?
这就是我们的信心要受到考验的时刻，是不是真的是所有的事都是属于神的？
We talked about the word perfect and how perfect love casts out fear.
我们谈到这个完全，我们讲到完全的爱就没有惧怕。
And in that we understand that the word perfect in our minds is often we think of flawless, a flawless diamond or flawless piece of art. And we think of perfect without flaw, removing flaws or impurities or weaknesses to make it flawless. And that is not what this word perfect means.
完美无缺的，就是没有什么问题都没有的，但是不是我们这里要所要讲的这个意思。
God's love, in perfected love, God's love is coming to completion, coming to expression as we love one another. In other words, we talked about a pitcher of water and filling that cup to overflowing.
我们上次用一个水罐子来给大家看怎么样是叫爱的这个完全。
I like to think of the word mature when I think of perfect in the Bible. So perfected love has accomplished its intended purpose and it's come to completion, and it's like that cup. If you can think of another illustration, I'd love for a better one than that, but that's what comes to my mind.
就是说我上次给你们看那个，就是就那个意思。
Then I started to think about this scripture and what suffering is about.
然后看圣经，看看什么叫做患难。
Being a disciple, suffering is risky. A true disciple will experience pain, loss, and separation.
作为这个门徒，这个患难是不可避免的。我们会有各种的痛苦，会有分离，会有贫穷，会有等等，这个会有孤独。
A true disciple will experience poverty, loneliness, harm, illness.
会有疾病，会有孤独，会受伤害，会有羞耻，会有等等。
Again, this disciple will experience shame, ignorant treatment, bigotry, and discouragement, and that's even on a good day.
哪怕是一个比较顺利的那一天，也会有经历这种很多不愉快的事情。
And the suffering is risky because we as Christians, if God is on our side, why are we suffering?
经常这个我们觉得，为什么会有患难呢？既然神在我们一边，怎么还会有患难呢？
This has to do with the difference between childlike faith and more mature faith.
这就是一个成熟和不成熟的灵命之间的这个区别。
We teach our children that God is big and strong and all powerful and good all the time.
我们告诉我们的孩子说神是无所不能的，神有大能。
And he always defeats what's bad and evil and wrong.
可以把所有的不好的东西，所有的恶都能够击败。
As we grow older, that is tested.
但是当我们长大，慢慢长大以后，我们这个就受到考验了。这个。
Now, what appears to be good can be harmed. What appears to be safe can be in peril. It seems like it doesn't make sense.
现在看起来，结果很多很好的东西却受到了伤害。It
makes sense though when you read the whole book. You got to read the whole Bible.
但是如果你把整本圣经都读过的话，就不会觉得奇怪，为什么好的东西会变，也还是会好人还是会有患难。
Jesus is not just a good guy who saves us and comes to the rescue.
耶稣不仅仅是一个好人来救我们而已。
He is Almighty God who has come to this planet to die for our sins.
他是全能的神来到地上，为我们罪来死在十字架上。
I want us to understand that because the world that we live in does not understand that.
我们知道我们所居住的这个世界，我们周围这个世界并不明白这一点。
And the best illustration they have of Jesus is us.
只有在我们真正在我们身上，他才能真正看懂耶稣是谁。
So now you can see, this is a little risky. If we're the best picture of Jesus to the world we live in,
那所以这个是有点危险的，就是如果说是人们就通过我们才能够来认识耶稣的话，那这个是有点冒险的。
There's a little tension there, okay?
这里有一个张力。
So, in relation to Paul and his approach towards suffering, the Apostle Paul talks about rejoicing in his sufferings, not merely in the midst of them or despite them.
但是保罗在这里讲是我们要在患难中，在患难的过程中有欢乐有喜乐，而不是说尽管。
That sounds strange to me. I don't know if it sounds as strange to me as it does to you.
这个听起来对我来说好像有点奇怪，不知道你们听的感觉怎么样。
He's not just saying that he's going to get through troubled waters and I'm looking forward to getting through on the other side.
并不是说我们是能够就像那个游泳经过这个水里面，经过水火，这个最后终于到了对岸，来脱离这个患难。
He's not excited about maybe you have a business where there's a problem with a client or someone that works for you, and it's trouble. It's real trouble.
这个真是真正的患难，不是仅仅像我们生意中出了什么问题啊什么，它是一个真正的一个患难。
Paul would be saying that he's actually rejoicing in the trouble because he's suffering. in that difficulty.
保罗当时正在患难中，所以他讲的这个是要你能够欢喜快乐的是在患难的过程中，而不是说是最后患难过去了以后才能够喜乐。
In the midst of difficulty, we often get pushed and pulled by circumstances, and we struggle and we cry out to God.
在患难中我们经常挣扎到处挣扎在向神呼救。
You know, it's not fair. You didn't deserve what you're experiencing, yet you're in the middle of that.
听起来好像不太公平，就是说你为什么你要受这样的折磨？
Again, Paul's not saying he's looking forward to getting through it. He's actually rejoicing in the suffering.
保罗并不是在期盼着这个患难过去以后能够喜乐，而是在这个患难之中，正在处在这个过程中能够喜乐。
And in the beginning of verse 24, he talks about suffering in his flesh. So he's suffering loss.
这里讲了他是在肉体上受到患难，所以他是这个受很大的这个苦。
So when he is anxious and worried about something, it drives him to his knees and he calls out in prayer to God.
在这种时候他就就跪下来向神求告。
When his friend has an illness that looks like it's going to lead to death, certain death, he loves that person, surrounds them with the presence of Jesus through him, and suffers through that hope and suffers in that time of communion and care.
当他一个朋友真是能够面临死亡的时候，他能够跟他在一起来经历神。
In those moments, it is very risky because we believe, but at the same time we're saying, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. I believe, Lord, but help me where I don't believe.
这是非常一个很有很危急很危险的时刻，因为我们对自己没有信心，就是说要神，我不能，我的信心不够，要神你来加添我的信心。
And for the growing disciple, because you know the word, you have peace. He can carry you through those times.
有个门徒，我们会知道主的话可以带我们经过这一切。
We're going to look at the character qualities of a true disciple, so we may better understand what it means to quote from this verse, fill up which is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
我们要来看看这个做门徒的一些特质，这样就我们能够明白什么叫做那在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
The first characteristic of a growing disciple must commit to self death.
首先做一个门徒，我们要向自己死。
And that is from Luke chapter 9 verses 23 and 24. Jesus is speaking here.
在路加福音九章二十三节是那个耶稣讲了这些话。
And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
若有人要跟随我，就要舍弃，就要舍弃背起他十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
那些要想救自己生命的人要失去生命，那些为我的缘故而失去生命的会得到永远的生命。
So self-death is saying, my life is yours, Lord, I'm living for you.
向自己死的意思就是说，主啊，我的生命是你的，你来做我的主。
And that's in every aspect. That doesn't mean we just give up a Sunday morning or a Friday night or a Bible study time or our devotions in the morning. It's holistic. It's your full life, 24/7.
是一个整个全身心的整个生活的一个样式，而不是说只是我今天放弃了一点时间来参加主日或者是查经或者是其他的教会的一些聚集。
We had a little hymn we used to sing in our student ministries when I was at the Hope Community Church, which is, it used to be called the Tumwater Evangelical Free Church, and it was called Die to Me. It goes like this: all I must do is die to me. That is the way you'll make me free. I would give all my dreams, I'd give anything, just to have you living in me. We would say that we're putting Christ first in our lives, and I want to take it another step further and just say we need to empty ourselves and let Christ in every area of our lives, our thoughts, our attitudes. As a growing disciple, that part that says, that is the way you'll make me free, I found that to be so true, that when I quit trying to be a better Christian and rest in His grace and in His power, He takes over and does things I could never do. This is helpful to other believers so they don't see us doing Christianity as much as being followers of Christ. We had talked about one of my professors, Willard Aldrich at Multnomah University. He used to say, the Son of God became the Son of Man that He might reveal God and redeem man. He did those little motions and everything. So it was, the Son of God became the Son of Man that He might reveal God and redeem man. And I don't know about you, but that'll preach. If you want to share the gospel in one little phrase, that works.
如果你要把福音用一句话把它讲清楚的话，也许可以用这一段。
I wanted to give you an illustration about how many dads are there out there?
当然，多少是做父亲的。
Okay. Have you ever done anything with your kids when mom was gone that you never told her about, or you know, you try some things with the boys or your kids that's kind of crazy a little? Have you ever done that? When Nancy was gone, a lot of times we had the Nerf bow and arrows, and we were running around the house bending the mini blinds. It was terrible. She's full of grace and mercy. She's wonderful. In any case, I want you to think about this. You have a long hallway in your house with a strip of carpet in it, and maybe it's orange. Yeah, it's a long hallway. And so you're trying to teach your kids something about heaven and saying we can't make it there ourselves. So this is the illustration, that they're supposed to run as fast as they can and try to jump the full length of the carpet.
And they're
not supposed to touch the carpet because the carpet is lava.
Yeah, so this carpet is lava.
And they will get instantly vaporized if they hit that carpet. So the older boy tries first, and he backs way up and gives his best shot, runs as fast as he can, and jumps and flailing with his arms, and he lands right in the middle of the carpet, and he's vaporized instantly.
<laughs>
don't know how many of you are younger siblings, but now you've watched the disaster of your older sibling, and you're calculating everything. You're looking at the carpet, and you're looking at how you would make it, or how this is going to be possible, and you're studying the height of the, you know, you're just like trying to figure it out.
老二一看这个老大这个下场，还是要仔细的想一想这个怎么办。
Well, then the younger brother takes their time. They walk up, they look, they crane down the hallway, and finally they just look at the dad and say, "I can't do this. I can't do it."
老二伸长了脖子，好好的看了一下。 结果说，跟爸爸说，我做不到，没办法。
And they look up at dad and just say, "Would you carry me?"
还是对爸爸说，还是你抱我过去吧。
And that starts a whole other game.
然后就是开始新的，就开始了。
The bottom line is this: we all need a savior. We need someone to carry us.
我们需要一个救主，我们需要有人把我们抱过去。
And I have to ask this question because I just don't see it being responded to enough. And are we pointing others to Jesus to save them from hot lava?
我经常问我们是不是经常想要努力帮助别人能够越过这个岩浆。
And I do see it happening. And it's wonderful to see what God is doing through each of the families here. And I just want to encourage us. It is difficult, but God is working. He's still working.
我看到很多人已经在做了，但是很，这个响应的还是不够。但是这个，靠神力量，我们是可以做的。
Now you don't have to talk to your neighbor about hot lava, but I think this opportunity right now that we have is to point people to ask a question that just says, "Well, what is your hope then?"
现在我们所处的环境正像这个处在这个岩浆这个时候，这个时候，人们会问，在这个时候我们有什么办法？
And that's where we as Christians say, "Yes, I'm concerned. Of course, I'm concerned, but I'm trusting in the Lord."
他们会，你们到底希望在哪里？我们作为基督徒，我们告诉他们说，我们也会惧怕，但是，我们有盼望，我们因为我们信靠我们的主。
And our neighbors are watching us. They all are. We are a sermon every day. So, depending on what we're doing and focusing on, that they're watching us. We're preaching whether we like it or not.
我们的灵舍都在看着我们，我们所我们的一言一行都是在为他们做见证。
So I think we can have a calming effect in our neighborhood to our friends and coworkers simply by talking to them.
我们就是很简单，我们就是要向我们邻舍，向我们同事，我们向他们，跟他们说话，向他们传福音，就这样。
We need to be able to share that there's something beyond this world that we're living for and living in.
要告诉他们说，在我们所住的这个世界以外，我们所有的并不限于我们所在这个世界，还有更高的。
It's an opportunity for us to share that we have a relationship with Jesus because we have repented. We have walked away from self and we've turned and said, "God, what is your way? And I will follow you."
我们告诉他们，我们已经认罪悔改了，我们跟人家不一样，我们在跟随主。
And the Bible says a disciple is one who serves the Lord, but we serve by following. So we may have repented, but are we actually walking in His way? That makes sense.
我们服侍他，不是说就是这个，服侍就是说我们光是悔改，还要跟随他，还要有行动。
And how do we serve the Lord? By surrendering our life to His will.
怎么样服侍神，就是把我们的生活都是以神为中心。
I would like us to look at these two columns, faith and unbelief.
我想看这两行，一个是有信心的，一个是不信的。
His command is to follow me, and in following we have obedience, discipleship, self-death, and then reproducing the life of Christ in those around us.
这边有信心的时候，我们就会顺服，我们就能就会舍己，就会去结果。
And in the life of unbelief, regardless of how, quote, good things are, there's ultimately disobedience because they've rejected Christ dying for them and then separation forever in death. So in being a disciple or making disciples, it's not that we just agree with God, but we actually move and follow Him. Going back to our verse, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and then in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
因为基督的身体就是为教会要在我肉身上铺满基督患难的缺欠。
This is such an unusual phrase, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
这个很特别，是叫补满基督患难的缺欠。
At first reading, we think, something deficient with what Christ has done for us? That's not possible.
难道是说耶稣给我们所做的里面还有什么缺欠吗？
What's lacking is obvious. It's disciples taking his message of his afflictions to the lost so they may respond. But can people respond if they never hear the message? The Apostle Paul suffered, as we know, in his flesh, so his audience could see how magnificently important every sinner is to Christ. And he suffered in physical violence against himself. He suffered in providing for all of his needs, yet he was weary and he had physical ailments, we know, in his eyes. He suffered being away from those who he loved and who loved him. He suffered being a scholar, being around his scrolls, his parchments. I don't know if you understand what I mean by that.
No, I didn't get it.
He suffered being away from his books. I relate to that because my books are my brain. I have no brain without my books. So finally, John Piper wrote this in Desiring God. God intends for the afflictions of Christ to be presented to the world through the afflictions of his people, the church.
这个约翰·派克他写说这个神要把这个基督的患难显给我们，是通过这个
So as we suffer loss around the people we are with, they will see the importance, their value in our eyes. We value their life and their eternity more than our very lives ourselves. They'll understand that because before Christ, we live for this life only. But a faithful disciple is living with eternity in their heart. As Christ followers, his disciples, we have certain characteristics we demonstrate as we suffer in this world to proclaim Christ to those around us. And this is fresh in my memory because we celebrated the life of one of my students at Hope just yesterday. One of my students, 25 years ago. He perished. He died from cancer. So we celebrated his life yesterday up in Maple Valley. It just so happens in this picture, I'm the guy in the front there with the mullet, long hair. That means my hair is down on my shoulders, and it looked bad. But this student's name is also Scott, and he's right behind me in this picture. I say this because as we have celebrated others' lives here, I was able to celebrate the life of someone who loved Jesus and lived his life fully for the Lord. And he wasn't perfect, but as people shared about his life, the pieces came together and I said, oh, I have to share just these characteristics. They're beautiful. So in the testimonies that were shared, these principles that I had from our ministry team sheet, these are the values that we were sharing and discipling and helping him grow in, and this is what people said about him. We taught that a disciple is a learner, open and teachable. We taught and modeled that a disciple puts Christ first in every area of their life. We help model that a disciple has a daily prayer and devotional time with God each day. That a disciple demonstrates faithfulness and a desire to learn and apply God's word. That a disciple has a heart for witnessing, sharing his story clearly and often. That a disciple attends church regularly to worship God and encourage other believers. That a disciple fellowships regularly with other believers, displaying love and unity. That a follower of Christ, a disciple, demonstrates a servant's heart by helping others with needs. That a disciple gives regularly and honors God with his finances. And finally, that a disciple demonstrates the fruit of the Holy Spirit by maintaining an attractive relationship with Christ and his friends, neighbors, his enemies, and acquaintances.